Introduction. So, you're thinking about moving offices or setting up a new one, and now you're stuck trying to figure out just how much space you need. It's one of those questions that seems simple until you start diving into it. But don't worry, we're here to help you break it down. Section 1. Figure out what your team needs. First off, let's talk about your team. How many people do you have, and what do they do every day? The number of employees you have is a big deal, but so is understanding what kind of space they need to do their best work. Are your people spending most of their time collaborating in groups, or do they need quiet spaces to focus? Do they need big desks for all their gadgets or documentation, or are they working mostly on laptops? It's worth spending a little time thinking about these things up front because it'll help you figure out how much room each person really needs. Section 2. Do some quick math. All right, now let's get into the numbers. Typically, here's what you're looking at for space per person. Private offices, 150 to 250 square feet per person. Open plan, 100 to 150 square feet per person. Hybrid setup, 60 to 110 square feet per person. These are just general guidelines, but they'll give you a solid starting point. Here's an example. If you have 100 team members and 10 of them need private offices, and the rest can be stationed in an open plan, your starting point should be between 10,500 to 16,000 square feet. Then you'll need to factor in the common shared spaces and any special requirements. Section 3. Shared spaces. Square footage can vary widely for shared spaces and is dependent on the site's floor plan optimization and size of the tenant. Some elements will need to scale in size and quantity as the quantity of employees scales, while others can remain consistent for tenants with a large range of employees. As a rule of thumb, you can add in an additional approximately 25% of the calculated space from Step 2 to determine your rough square footage needs in this category. The approximately 25% will encompass 1 meeting rooms. How many do you need? What size? Do you need a space that can accommodate your full team at one time? 2 break rooms. 3. Reception area. If you have clients over, you'll want a nice, welcoming space. Will the reception area also need to host a receptionist? 4. Storage. Printing materials, files, event materials, etc. Section 4. Consider special requirements. Does your business have any unique needs? Maybe you have a big server room or a dedicated space for training sessions. These special use areas are easy to overlook, but important to include in your calculations. It's always better to plan for them now rather than scramble later. Section 5. Build in some flexibility. Commercial real estate transactions are multi-year agreements, some lasting in the 5 to 10-year range. Business needs can easily change in that time frame, so it's important to always give yourself a bit of breathing room. Adding an extra 20% to your total space can help ensure you don't outgrow your office too soon. Section 6. Add it all up. Now, let's put it all together. Take your space per person, add in approximately 25% for common areas, include any special requirements, and top it off with an additional 20% of buffer space. That should give you a good idea of how much space you need. Section 7. Ask for help if you need it. Your business is complex, and we understand that finding the right office space isn't just about crunching numbers. It's about understanding what makes your business operate most efficiently. If you need more customized guidance, Kaiser would be honored to serve you. Our team takes the time to thoroughly understand your needs, whether it's planning for growth or creating a space that truly works for your team. We're not just about square footage. We're about finding the right fit for you. So if you need a hand figuring it all out, just reach out. We're ready to help you find an office where your business can thrive.